Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
All right, we finally got to get to the story about this TikToker that has mysteriously passed away. We don't know what her cause of death is. So her name is Kyle Marisa Roth, and you might know her best for her TikToks where she does celebrity blind items, which are basically anonymous tips about things that are going on behind the scenes in Hollywood. So it could be something like, you know, I saw this A-lister with this B-list singer smooching each other in the back of a car, and she'll go into it and explain why people think that and what it means. And she's best known for her tagline, "You want more? I'll give you more.
You want more? I'll give you more." We've got the latest Joey King, Logan Learman line item. You guys remember, it was July.
So she has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these videos. I mean, she's on my For You page all the time. So people were shocked when this week we saw her family post on social media that she had passed away. And not only that, but they don't know what happened. It wasn't, oh, she was fighting this illness, she was in this accident. Her family says, as a family, we are still processing and deciding how to properly celebrate and honor her life. We don't know what happened yet. I know she touched so many people with her humor, intelligence, beauty, gossip, athleticism, more. She had so many gifts. And now people are dying to know what happened to her.
Because she was only 36, right?
Yeah, she was in her late 30s. She did go through a lot in her life. So a lot of people are speculating that maybe it was a decision she made to exit this world because they mentioned that she had lost a child and then lost her husband and also had battled colon cancer. So clearly had like a very challenging life. But I was actually on TikTok yesterday and I came across Alive, and I have not found any official information. So this is either somebody's speculation or somebody knows somebody on the inside. But the live that I was on was talking about her death, and they said something about asphyxiation. So something may have happened by accident, or maybe it was a choking incident. This also could just be completely false. This was a TikTok live, but that's the latest that I've heard from it. So
shocking, huh?
Pretty wild story.
Wow.
Something even more shocking is that we were on somebody else's podcast, and we had no idea until one of our listeners, Keisha, emailed us. This is the Reasonably Shady podcast with the Real Housewives of Potomac, Gisele Bryant and Robin Dixon. She sent them our busted baby bracket, and the Real Housewives loved it.
Apparently, the radio show called The Burt Show agrees with you.
Ooh.
In the spirit of March Madness, they created the Busted Baby Bracket.
No way.
Yes. They asked it. Oh, my Lord. They asked people to send in pics of their ugly babies. They've started with 32. They'll be eliminating down to the scary 16, the fugly 4, etc. until they crown the champion.
So they absolutely loved it. And they had sent it in because I guess one of the housewives like talks about how either beautiful or ugly her kids are. And so they knew that they would get a kick out of it.
Oh, one of the housewives has a point that she's like, not all newborns are beautiful. She's like, a lot of newborns are really, really ugly. And so they were trying to like make her know that we stood with her in solidarity, that there are some ugly babies out there.
Every person knows that. It's just, we're the only one that said it.
Yes.
And profited off of it.
If this is the idea that I brought to the table that defines my career, I really don't know how I feel about that.
I don't think you should be mad at it at all.
I'm a little bit mad at it. All the good I do and all only people care about is that I wanted to roast ugly babies.
That's how it always goes.
Okay, for those who are in relationships, which is everybody except for me, do you have like one rule in your relationship? Because one of my favorite country singers, Sam Hunt, says that he has one rule in his marriage, and that it's that he does not sleep on the couch no matter what. Doesn't matter what he's done, what kind of fight that they're in. He does not sleep in his own bed. He says, one thing about my wife is that she forgives quickly, and I have one rule, that I'm not sleeping on the couch. She's going to have to shoot me before I don't sleep in my own bed.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I've felt the same way, mostly because I've paid for the house. Because I pay for the house, man, I'm sleeping where I want.
I used to sleep on the couch all of the time. That was my move to get away, but I'm getting too old for that now. You got to move over.
That's why, that's why you got to get a two-bedroom.
I think in all the relationships I've had and the fights that you have during relationships, I think I've only checked out one time out of my own room where I'm just like, I can't. Because if you're in the room in the bed, I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight, so I got to go into another room. I think only once.
Yeah, no, I mean, I do it if my husband falls asleep before I do and his snoring. I can't. And so that actually happened recently. But we have a new rule, and that is no matter if we're mad at each other or if life is great, we have to kiss each other goodbye in the morning, and we have to kiss each other goodnight before we go to bed.
No, aww. I would not trust that, because that kiss will turn into a headbutt real quick. My bad!
All right, the internet's losing their minds over Emma Roberts' Architectural Digest house tour, and it all has to do with one thing she keeps on her walls. I'll tell you more on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.